It is 9 a.m. on the dot. It's a beautiful January day. Finally, there's snow outside and it's cold. Not that I advocate that kind of stuff, but it's nice to have it look and feel like it's supposed to. Anyway, who am I to say such a thing? I'm just me. I'm just Mike on the mic, and I will be here as such until 11 a.m., about 2 hours from now, when Something About the Women comes in today with Jane. Yeah, the fabulous Jane. Jane will be hosting from 11 to 1, so stick around for that. I have lots of new noise, and I have lots of freeform today. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. As far as the new noise goes, I have the Chelsea Curve from Boston. I have the Shanghai Lows from Boston. Mr. Eric Downing, formerly of the great band The Cast Irons, from Boston. Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, of course, from Boston. A band called Devil Love on Red on Red Records. First play for me here, of course, from Boston. And starting off with a gentleman named Mark Friedman. Now, Mark, I mentioned the Cast Irons a second ago. Mark, if it weren't for him handing me a Cast Irons demo CD, or the first CD that they had years ago over some Italian food, I never would have maybe found out about the Cast Irons, when I did, how I did. So I'm eternally thankful to him. And Mark is a singer-songwriter in his own right. And if you follow Mark on social media, you will see he's been talking about all the recording and all the work and the tweaking he's been doing. And finally, we get to hear some of the new music. So this is brand new noise from our friend Mark Friedman. This is called Tempest in a Teapot. It's new noise at WMFO.
It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. You take offense without the slightest provocation. It gets built up into an ugly situation. You start a bonfire from the smallest spark. The only fuel you need is some offhand remark. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. You stir up trouble wherever you go, and you make sure that everyone knows. The sugar's rancid and the milk's gone sour. Things couldn't get worse, the outlook is so dour. It's a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just a tempest in a teapot. Not quite as bad as I thought. It's just a tempest in a teapot.
Oh, Thank you. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO, Medford, 9:14 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? Been here since 9. We'll be here till 11 because something about the women will push me out of here and start their show promptly at 11 a.m. today with Jane. So please stick around and listen to Jane because it's the best ever. All right, let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with new noise from, as I said, our friend Mark Friedman. Brand new song from him called Tempest in a Teapot. Then Into the Vines, very loudly, I noticed. Sorry. That song's a minute and 52 seconds of pleasure. It's just awesome. From 2011's Future Primitive CD, that's Gimme Love by the Vines once again. Of course, the third song of the set, Rolling Stones, from Let It Bleed, the remastered version of Monkey Man. The great Kurt Baker, from an effort he did in 2010 called Got It Covered. That was Lemmy Out. And finished up with Boston's own, our friends, Key of Caustic, brand new single, best thing they've ever done. And by the way, oh, that was called Watch It Burn, by the way, Key of Caustic. I just want to tell you, I finally got to see them live, finally, at the great Midway Cafe last weekend. And go see Key of Caustic. I'm with Destiny Costa on this one. Great live band, really nice people, really great music. Again, Key of Caustic and Watch It Burn. All right, I've got some more new noise. As I said, all the new noises are from Boston. You got to love that stuff. This is an artist on our local Red on Red Records franchise. And it's brand new from them. This is called Straight to You from Devil Love. This is new noise at WMFO.
Leave
say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like a moan, and it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now listen to the beat, kinda pat your feet. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa. And surely something's gotta come to you
and say it's all right.
Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now everybody clap your hands, give yourself a chance. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. Then my rose got to go, and my love she will know from morning, noon, and night.
And she's got to say it's all right.
Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Everybody clap your hands. Now give yourself a chance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
We had it pretty good then. Narragansett and Beetle boots. We met a lot of people. From Portland, Maine, down to Washington, D.C. We thought we were so different, when all the time we were one of a kind. We wrote a lot of poetry and moved into the city because that's where the show. And when the wheels broke down, we had the energy to get out and push. And when the wheels broke down, we would laugh like little kids. We were playing in a band then, 'cause that was what we had to do. We were inept at the business, but we played a ton of gigs and won a contest and $1,000. We agreed upon a mantra: no taste for haste, no need to the rafters, spitting out anger and trying to change the world. And when the wheels broke down, we had the energy to get out and push. And when the wheels broke down, pretty good then. Rent was cheap and so were we. We squandered very little and saved enough to limp the beast into Chicago. We were all we had then. Promises and prom night lust. We didn't know what love. We took a running start and practiced hard at something. And when the wheels broke down, we had the energy to get out and push. And when the wheels broke down,
WMFO Medford 934 in the morning. It is January 21st, everybody. How you doing? I'm Mike. I will be here with you till 11 a.m. At that point, Something About the Women comes in today with Jane. So stick around at 11. You won't regret it. It's all women artists, any genre, and it's all women hosts. Jane today, Something About the Women at 11. All right, let me tell you what I played. I'm going to start with the fifth song because that's one of those songs that maybe if you're not from Boston and you haven't heard that before, you go, wow, that's a beautiful song. Well, if you think, you know, you've heard something that just strikes you, it's probably somebody from Boston. And that was Randy Black and the Heathcarpers, just a great band from around here called The Ballad of Limbo Race. Just before that, Harry Nilsson, a beautiful track from their record called Son of Schmielsen back in 1972. Ah, that explains the title. I don't know. Son of Schmielsen. Yeah, that was Turn on Your Radio from Harry Nilsson. I want to thank Sal Baglio. He played that the other night, reminded me of that. And I'm like, yeah. All right. The Impressions had the third song of the set from a greatest hits record that came out in 1998 called Just That. That was It's All Right from The Impressions. Second song of the set was K.D. Lang. You know, we have the opportunity here in college radio to play freeform. So you got to wave that freeform flag and celebrate the great voices that are around. That was K.D. Lang, an incredible voice from her great album in 2009 called Recollection. That was Constant Craving. And started off with New Noise from Boston's own Devil Love. New on the label for Red on Red Records, self-titled record that's called Straight to You. Great stuff from Devil Love. All right, I've got some brand new noise from another Boston artist. You know why? All the new noises are Boston today. This one is Smit, East Smitty, and the Festoons. We love Smitty, we love the Festoons, and he's got a beautiful homage here to Mr. David Bowie. It's a cover, and it's Rebel Rebel, and it's new noise. This is WMFO Medford.
You got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on.
Yeah! Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Rubble, rubble.
You tow your dress.
Rubble, rubble.
Your face is a mess.
Got your mother in a whirl,
not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's alright. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
Sound like all that much fun. So I say, I fight authority. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO, Medford. Oh, that felt good on a cold Sunday. No, what day is it, Mike? It's Saturday. A cold Saturday morning here in the winter. It finally feels and looks like winter, and I don't know where I am or what's happening, but that's okay. But it's nice to hear such a dirty rock and roll song in it. That just made my day. It was great. All right, let me start with that one, shall we? Mott the Hoople, of course, ended that last set as the five song. Fifth song is correct grammar, actually. From All the Young Dudes, came out originally in 1972. That was One of the Boys, and I want to thank Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Greg was here a couple couple weeks ago, along with Corey from his band. And that's one of the songs on their upcoming record. Yeah, it's a great cover. Always great to pay homage to the original. And I'll let you know, we're going to be hearing a lot more Greg Allen's Fringe Religion for sure. That one and a bunch of other originals. Just great stuff. One of the boys, Martha Hoople. Just before that, Mud Crutch. From 2016's record called Mud Crutch 2. Dreams of Flying. Does it sound like Tom Petty? Yeah, it does, because it is. It's kind of Tom Petty before he was. You know. John Mellencamp. Dug deep in for that one. 2005's record called that must be a, some kind of a re-release bonus track version or something. That was Authority song. Boston's own Amplifier Heads, Sal Baglio's band, just one of those bands of his, came out last year on a record called Rectifier. That was Space Cadet. And the new noise to start that set was our own Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, brand new single from them paying homage to the great David Bowie. Great, wonderful, awesome, rocking version. Rebel Rebel here at WMFO. All right, I've got new noise. I do. And it's a Boston artist named Eric Downing, who for quite a few years was lead singer of the Cast Irons, and now he's branching out on his own. This is just wonderful. This is a brand new single from Eric Downing. This is called Wave Goodbye. It's WMFO New Noise.
Of you will fade into the darkness.